Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Welcome back to the Duas from the Quran session. Alhamdulillah, we've been doing this series since the beginning of Ramadan, and this particular series is brought to you by Pinay Appeal USA. Since 2016, Pinay Appeal USA has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water for families all around the world, be it Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Pinay Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and building brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the helps of people like you. So to join their campaign, You're a Difference Ramadan campaign, please visit pausa.org/qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the dua today, because this dua is very powerful and something that we've been covering throughout this month of Ramadan. I can't believe we're now here in the last 10 days, and hopefully we're all taking advantage of it. But something we've been covering is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. We talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the one who is the gifter al-Wahhab. We've covered so many different aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's characteristics and how they apply to us and how we apply it in dua. And right now what we see here in this particular dua is that we see that this dua has a bit of a combination of pretty much everything we've been talking about throughout the entire month of Ramadan. And this dua is very powerful and it's very beautiful because it brings in three things. The first thing is that we are acknowledging our submission to God and we acknowledge our, you know, relationship with Allah. Then the second thing is that we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And lastly, we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And we'll talk about how these three things come together and what's so powerful about this particular dua. The very first part is that the dua starts off with the Rabbana. And before, we had previously talked about how the word Rabb, it doesn't just mean Lord or Master, but it has such a deeper understanding and a deeper meaning that is encompassing of many different things that resemble nourishing or being a caregiver or a caretaker. So when we say Rabbana, we're saying, oh, our Lord, or oh, the one who has responsibility over us, or the one who has risen us or raised us or, you know, cultivated our existence to be able to be the best, right? So we're saying that this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always had our best interest in mind. And He has always nourished us or given us the things that we need to have or been a caretaker of us in the way that we need to be taken care of in order for us to grow in the way that we need to grow individually. So we say, Rabbana amanna, okay? Oh, our Lord, we believe. And your belief, recognizing your belief is very important. When we recognize our belief in Allah, when we say that we believe in you, O Allah, we believe that we are acknowledging our submission to the faith. And we're acknowledging having faith in Allah. And we're acknowledging the reverence of Allah and the power and the qudra of Allah. That if you don't recognize Allah's power and you don't recognize His qudra, you don't recognize the, and you're not, you don't have any reverence of Allah, you're not in awe of Allah, that when you make your du'as, all of a sudden you're not believing them. That what's most important is that you recognize God's power, and in that recognition of God's power and where you are placed in this relationship, you're able to have a very honest du'a with Allah. You're able to have a very honest conversation with Allah. That is how all of a sudden your du'as turn away from being something that is just something you just say because you've memorized it and you've learned to say it, to it actually being something that comes from the heart. Because when you're saying amanna, that I believe or we believe, well, what do you believe in? We believe that Allah is one. We believe that Allah has all the power. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all living. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not die. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. We believe that He is the all-knowing, that He's the all-seeing. We believe we're saying and we're establishing our relationship with Allah. We're establishing the fact that we recognize God's reverence to the point that we know that beyond the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have no other ability. Beyond the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to navigate a situation, we have no other ability. That if it were, and this is the advice that the Prophet gave to a young companion, that listen, be aware, be mindful of Allah. And if you are mindful of Allah, you will find Him in front of you. And he tells them that if the whole world was to gather together to benefit you, they cannot benefit you except by the will of Allah. And if the whole world was to gather together to harm you, they cannot harm you except by the will of Allah. And so you know and you're saying that amanna, we believe in you, ya Allah, in all of your power. We believe in you, ya Allah, in all that you say. And you're acknowledging that submission that you have towards Allah. You're putting yourself in a place of humility and understanding Allah's greatness and His reverence. And this is a part of the Ulul Albab, the great people, the people of knowledge, that people who really know. In last dua that I covered, we talked about Rabbi Zidni Ilma and the importance of asking Allah for more knowledge, because when you ask Allah for more knowledge, especially beneficial knowledge, what does it do? It teaches you more about Allah. You're asking to know more about your Lord so that you can know how to worship Him better. You're asking, when we are saying amanna, we're recognizing that, listen, the people who are praised in the Quran are people who recognize God, who recognize God's reverence, who recognize, who are in awe of Allah, who recognize the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And when you recognize that, you're able to recognize your life purpose. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has not created man nor jinn except illa liya'budun, except for the simple purpose of worship. And if someone lives a life without purpose, then they have no life. And if our purpose is to worship Allah, then that is what our purpose is. Then we should fulfill it accordingly. So we are now in this very beginning part of this dua, we're saying, Rabbana amanna, O our Lord, we believe, and we're recognizing our purpose, we're recognizing the state that we're in, and we're humbling ourselves to Allah's power, recognizing that only Allah can help us. And then we go on to figure out, what do we want help with? We say then, faghfir lana, forgive us, okay? Forgive for us or forgive us. We've previously talked about this a little bit, but we'll talk about it again, just slightly touch on it, that ghafara, ghain, fa, and ra, it means forgiveness, or it can even mean protection, or it can even mean to cover up, right? So we're not only asking Allah to like forgive us of our sins. You know, when you ask somebody to forgive you of something, that means that there is a punishment that should have happened because of an action that you've done. And when you ask for forgiveness, therefore, that means that that punishment, you're no longer eligible for it, or you're no longer given that punishment. But ghafara is a little bit further than that, where we not only ask Allah to forgive us, but we're also asking Allah to cover our sins for us. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover it. And when you're asking God to cover it, it's as if you never did it. It's as if, you know, when you are covering something, you're hiding it away. That you are getting blessed by being shielded of the, even the embarrassment of the action you've done. So we say, faghfirlana, forgive us. And the last thing that I'll mention about ghafara, or about forgiveness, is that this is normally you ask for forgiveness for something after you've made the mistake, or after you've fallen short in what you're supposed to do. And so to cover our bases completely, then we ask Allah, warhamna, and have mercy on us. And mercy is encompassing, because mercy is something that can happen before or after the mistake. It doesn't necessarily only have to be after the mistake or after falling short. It can be something that happens before or after. And when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy, we're asking Allah for a lot of things. And we talked about how rahma, or the word rahim or rahman, it comes from the same root of rahamim. And in that, it's like kind of like rahim, like the womb, and it's a protection, and it's a mercy, and it has the idea of nourishing, and it has the idea of compassion and kindness. You know, and giving the room to grow. And so when we're asking Allah for subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, what we're really asking is that Allah prevents us from harm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents us from falling into mistakes. We're asking Allah, it has so many different facets. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not place a burden on us or a test on us greater than we can bear. Or we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from future mistakes, or protect us from the consequences of the mistakes that we've made in the past. And so what we're saying here, when we talk about rahmah, that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he would constantly make the dua, he will make dua, and in his dua, he will say, bi rahmatika nastaghith, to, oh Allah, like, with your mercy, shower us with your mercy. You know, bring your mercy down like pouring rain, you know? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that his mercy extinguishes his anger. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says also in the Quran, that he has, you know, made being merciful obligatory upon him, you know, that his mercy is very widespread. And God's mercy, it has so many different aspects to it. So we don't only ask in this dua, we don't only ask for forgiveness, we don't only ask for forgiveness, but we ask for forgiveness and for mercy after acknowledging our relationship with Allah and the place that we're in. And the place that we're in with Allah is that we try our best and we put our best foot forward, but we recognize that sometimes we'll fall and sometimes we'll make mistakes. And out of gratitude and gratefulness and reverence for Allah, we ask him for his forgiveness and for his mercy. And in doing so, it's actually very powerful for each and every single one of us. Because when you fall short or things happen, what happens is that Shaitan comes and he whispers to you. And he tries to convince you that, listen, this mistake that you've made, you're not worthy of forgiveness. Even though you're a believer, even though you've done this, even though you've done that, you're not worthy of forgiveness. And if you're not worthy of forgiveness, what makes you think you're worthy of mercy? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in Surah Az-Zumar. He says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim." That he tells the Prophet, say to my beloved servants and slaves, the ones that have tried and they are trying and they're constantly trying to submit themselves to me. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, that they cross their own boundaries. You know, they harm themselves. They did wrong unto themselves. And what this means is that when we sin or we fall short or we do something wrong, we're not harming Allah. We're just harming ourselves. We're not harming Allah. We're just harming ourselves. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet to tell us, say, tell them, my beloved servants that I love so much, that cross their own boundaries, that wrong themselves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair. Don't lose hope. Don't think that Allah's mercy is not there. Don't lose hope in the rahmah of Allah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Because indeed Allah forgives sins, all of them. He forgives all sins. And what's very beautiful here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just say, you know, he doesn't just say inna Allaha ghafirun. You know, he says yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, that God forgives sins. It's the fi'l, which means it's the present / future, that he will forgive the sins that are doing, that you're doing now, and he will forgive the ones that you will do in the future. Jami'an, without any, there is no, you know, all of them. You know, he doesn't pick and choose. He's saying he will forgive them. And then he says, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Indeed, he is all forgiving and he is all merciful. And in understanding that, we are doing exactly that in this dua here. We're asking Allah for both his forgiveness and his mercy. And so we say, Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna. Oh Allah, we believe in you. We believe, so forgive us and have mercy on us. And the last part of this dua that is so beautiful, we say then, wa anta khayrul rahimin. And you are the best. Wa anta khayrun. You are the best of the most merciful. You are the most merciful of them all. There is no mercy that compares to the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so powerful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us of our sins. And not only will he forgive you, he will erase your sins. And not only will he erase them, he will replace them with good deeds. That you show up on the day of judgment and your book is open and your bad deeds are not even there. Rather, they've been replaced with good deeds. Who do you know is as merciful as that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that you can commit the same act, but you come to him and you turn to him sincerely, and guess what? God will forgive you. And not only is he forgiving, but he is happy to forgive. And that's why the dua that we make in the last 10 days is so powerful. Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are all forgiven. Fa'fu an innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. And you love forgiveness. Fa'fu an me. So forgive me. Because Allah is the best of being most merciful. Allah's mercy is incomparable to anyone else or anything else. That Allah's mercy is unmatched. That we, day in and day out, we forget about Allah. We fall short in our prayers. We fall short in our remembrance of him. We fall short in our relationship with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not close the doors of mercy on us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gives us Ramadan in the last 10 days and Laylatul Qadr. And he gives us Ashura. And he gives us so many chances to turn back to him. That is what it means when we say, wa anta khayrul rahimin. So in these last 10 days, make sure that you really up your game in your du'as, that you really put in more effort and more work, especially on the odd nights, to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you may start with this du'a. Rabbana amanna, O Allah, we believe. Faghfir lana, so forgive us. Warhamna, and have mercy on us. Wa anta khayrul rahimin, and ya Allah, you are the best at being merciful. You are the best. You are the most merciful of them all. Jazakumullah khayran. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And like always, please, please do not forget, go to supportgolem.com and support us so that we're able to continue to bring you this type of programming and graduate students all over the United States to go and serve their communities. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.